You're seriously questioning Delilah's choice of celebrant when someone rips off the sack, leaving you gasping like a floundering flathead. You're standing next to a colossal, seven-tiered chocolate fountain in the paved outdoor area adjacent to the Woolshed Functions building. Talk about centerpiece overkill. Flanking the bubbling fountain on every side are large round tables, bedecked in pristine white. Purple ribbons bound linen-covered chairs and flutter in the breeze, waiting for a wedding reception you're sure is never going to happen. Luigi and his comrades surround you, each wearing a sick grin. Fedora steps forward. "Perfect," he says, assessing you closely. "Our fence could use another set of hands now that Phil's abandoned ship." "What's he talking about? You're not here to repair railings. You can barely bear rings properly." "Yes, it's important to keep things fresh," Luigi adds. "Think you'll develop a real taste for our lucrative little operation. Jewelry acquisitioning and reapportion, I like to call it. Sharing the love, if you will. You wouldn't believe how easy it is to dupe dopey wedding guests out of their riches." He signals for the others. They grab you, turn you upside down, and holding you by the ankles, dunk you headfirst into the fountain of chocolate, which wouldn't be so bad if you were a giant strawberry in a MasterChef challenge. You squirm in vain, barely able to breathe until your memory melts beyond recognition and you concede to join their petty wedding crime ring. Perhaps Luigi is right. A life of crime might beat crying in the chapel. At least then, you wouldn't have to listen to any more Elvis songs. The end.